Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 14 through 21. The Reverend Michael Myers preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Consider the people of Israel. Are not those who eat the sacrifices participants in the altar? What do I imply then? That food offered to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? No, I imply that what pagans sacrifice, they offer to demons and not to God. I do not want you to be participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Amen. Eating food that's been offered to idols is one thing, but sitting before their altars and sharing hors d'oeuvres is quite another. The difference is not in the food or the location, but it's in the company that we keep. And there is sense to this, right? Remember the old saying that you can tell a lot about a person by their friends? That was inculcated in me by my parents, and I try to teach it to my own children. It's also one of the reasons why my wife and I sacrificed so much to send our children to Lutheran schools. Now, to be sure, there are a lot of really, really good reasons for parents to make that sacrifice. But two of them are to reduce the chances that our children falling in with the wrong crowd, and to surround them with positive, godly influences. In other words, Lutheran teaching and Lutheran friends. Likewise, we remind them to choose their friends wisely. I don't think that we are alone in this as parents. You've probably heard the same thing from your own parents at one point or another. And as parents and others, you might desire this for your own family. Even when public schools are the only option, there are still different crowds that we fall in with, right? And nobody wants their kids after school hanging out with drug dealers and prostitutes. Solomon puts it this way in Proverbs 13, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. Paul, therefore, is not saying anything new, even if he's saying it in a little bit different way. He's simply applying this wisdom in a very black and white way to church fellowship, to particularly that which is centered around the altar, that is, the participation in the body and the blood of Jesus. There is one bread and one cup. Likewise, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. Thus, it behooves you to choose your church, and for the church to choose her friends wisely. Fellowship is not entered into lightly, nor is admittance to the rail. Yes, Jesus ate with sinners and tax collectors, and we are to speak his word to all nations, even here in our own communities, and make disciples. But when it came time to institute the Lord's Supper and share it, it was with his closest disciples, among whom there was no visible division. Do this, he says, in remembrance of me. It is a participation in his body and his blood, Paul says, an intimate act of confession and reception that unites the church with each other and with him in a one flesh kind of way. So flee idolatry. Flee immorality and false teaching, for they are equally destructive to the body, and they seek to rip you from the body of Christ. Instead, seek and keep good company. Surround yourself with a church that teaches rightly, that neither equivocates nor excuses sin and error. A church that doesn't root out false doctrine and ungodly living is bound to succumb to those things. In other words, it isn't circling the wagons to guard and prune the trees. Rather, the pruning is good, it is right, it is salutary, it is necessary, for it encourages growth and fruit and the overall health of both the individual and the body. And Paul speaks thus to a sensible people. I sometimes wonder, maybe you don't, but I wonder what it would look like if Paul had written to an unsensible people, right? It's strong enough as it is. No doubt he'd probably be knocking heads together and taking names, shouting perhaps with admonitions to wake up and turn from evil ways, pounding on the pulpits, heaping on of coals, perhaps. Regardless, I don't think he'd take it any easier on them, and he certainly wouldn't change the message. Stay away from demons, I tell you. Stop sacrificing your children to the altars of sports or to the altars of the lonely life of selfishness and ease. Stop hanging around with idolaters and unbelievers. Don't labor and long for that which does not satisfy. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. And in this case, it sounds a little familiar, right? Perhaps it wouldn't be all that different at all, as our old Adam, the unsensible bastard that he is, needs to hear those things as well. So flee idolatry. Discipline the body. Be united with Christ. Remember your baptism. Receive forgiveness, love, and serve your neighbor. Surround yourselves with faithful teachers who aren't afraid to tell you like it is. Rebuke those who don't do that. You can tell a lot about a person by their friends. For the cup of blessing that we bless is a participation in the blood of Christ and with each other. The bread that we break is a participation in the body of Christ. These things are given and shed for you. They cleanse and they unite. They heal all manner of infirmities and they encourage endurance. We receive them together, confessing with one voice His glory and proclaiming His death until He comes again. For there is one body and its head is Christ. In this way, you are to encourage one another, and all the more as that great and awful day draws near. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.